So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today I am talking about Stowaway. It seemed like a movie that I would be interested in. It's in space. But it's written and directed by Joe Pena. He has done mostly not much decent stuff, but he has done some TV series called Release. Never heard of that. It stars Anna Kendrick in her very annoying voice, Daniel Dae Kim, Shamir Anderson, and Toni Collette, who she does a good job in the movie. Toni Collette's always on point. The synopsis is, a three-person crew on a mission to Mars faces an impossible choice when an unplanned passenger jeopardizes the lives of everyone on board. So the movie starts off with Anna Kendrick, Daniel Dae Kim, and Toni Collette. Toni Collette is the mission commander. And they're on a spaceship. They're launching off. They're in space. They're on their way to Mars. Simple enough. And then Toni Collette's walking throughout the ship, and she hears something knocking. So she pulls off one of the panels, and it's Shamir Anderson's character, Michael, knocked unconscious, and she doesn't understand why he's there. When he wakes, it turns out that he was an engineer working on the ship, and he doesn't remember how he got there or why he was stuck in the panel, but he's freaking out that he's in space. He's like, hey, I need to get back to my sister. That section of the ship that Shamir Anderson's character was working on at some point before the ship was supposed to take off has a hull breach. So they're losing oxygen. Forgot how many months it was supposed to be or how many weeks it was supposed to be for them to get to Mars, but they only have enough air or oxygen for three people, and they have four. So with the movie, they try to be creative about how they can produce additional oxygen. Toni Collette's character keeps reaching back out to Hyperion, which is mission control in this movie. And they don't have any answers for her. It's like, yeah, you just need to eliminate one of the passengers. It comes down to this person wasn't planned to be on the ship. We have all these scientific experiments that we're responsible for that we have to see through when we get to Mars. Shamir Anderson's character should be the odd person out. That's not how the movie works out. Character Michael, at this point, he's ingratiated himself in the ship. He's kind of come to the realization that he's not going to be able to make it back to Earth. So he's in it to make it to Mars. Toni Collette's character is hiding the fact that they're running out of air. Keep everybody calm. So she confides in Daniel Dae Kim's character that Hyperion Mission Control is not going to do anything for them. And Anna Kendrick and Shamir Anderson's character form a bond that she just becomes his friend. So there's a point where they get to, again, where there's only enough air for three people. Daniel Dae Kim approaches Shamir Anderson's character. I don't want to tell you, but we're on the verge of dying. There's only enough air for three people. You're the fourth person. You should probably kill yourself. So Anna Kendrick finds this way to go to another part of the ship that might have oxygen, but they would have to go outside of the ship, climb this long way in space to get to this other area to grab air. So They make their way there, Daniel Dae Kim and Anna Kendrick, because Shamir Anderson's character is not built for space. They get one of the canisters full of air that would allow them to make it all the way there. And on their way back, there's a solar flare that comes. So they're running back. Anna Kendrick drops one of the canisters of air. So they have to go back eventually to go get the other canister. But there's also the solar flare. And they only have enough air for however many hours until they all die. So Anna Kendrick sacrifices herself by making the trip back to the other part that they were supposed to deposit on Mars to bring the air back, and then she just dies in the solar flare. Now, it's that 2-hour movie, Keith.
The end.
Yeah, so a lot of it
was.
Yeah, a lot of it is trying to build up the relationship between Michael and Zoe, Shamir Anderson's character, Anna Kendrick's character. And she's just being all nice to him and trying to help him out. She's nursing him back to health because he has like this big gash on his chest area. Toni Collette is just kind of out of action early on because when she finds Michael, he falls out of the panel directly onto her arm, wrist, forearm. She can't do anything. So it's only four people, again, total, in the whole movie. Again, Shamir Anderson's character falls asleep on the job.
Say why he got locked in there?
No. They also allude to the fact that Hyperion was trying to cut costs, which is why he had to go back into the ship. The part where they notice the hull breach, there's a CO2 remover, carbon dioxide remover, that is damaged and they can't fix it, which is why they have to go try to manufacture oxygen or go get those canisters. So this movie is 2 hours of that.
2 hours?
Yes. 2 hours of that. And then something that I know you don't like, and I noticed it very early on, but they talk about simulating gravity in space, which should not happen.
The only show that does gravity and space travel correctly is the so-called The Expanse on Amazon. Imagine sitting in a ship like a car, and propulsion is at your back. The propulsion is at your feet. Ships are built like office buildings and skyscrapers. Thrust from the engines are producing gravity.
Yeah, so with them, they have some scientific BS way of talking about how they can have gravity. And then even when Anna Kendrick goes outside of the ship, it doesn't seem like gravity works the way that it's supposed to. In space, there's no gravity.
No, none at all.
And it just did not seem as if the weightlessness worked the way that it should. It's not well acted. It's not well directed. And the way that it ends, which is Anna Kendrick sacrificing herself because
they can't make the hard choice.
Yeah. So she makes a hard choice for them is a BS way when she could have just hopped back into the ship. I think like whatever happened was that airlock or something would still have been exposed to the radiation from solar flare. So she just threw the tanks in there. And then once something happened, they would have just retrieved the tanks, but she would have just died in the solar flare. But it's like the point that she went back to get the other canister. It was like 10 minutes after they dropped the one canister out of the nothingness. If you're going to go back out, why were you rushing in the first place to get back into the ship against the solar flare, but then go back out? It's not like you're going back out in the blizzard or something. This is hardcore radiation. Like you should just burn in your suit.
So it's people doing dumb shit to progress the plot?
Correct. Right, and it's trying to be intelligent about it, but it is not intelligent. It's not a very good movie. As much as I like space, this movie does not do it for me. And I took some time out this week. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that movie Stowaway. Did the one thing of looking at the reviews first. And I was like, they could go either way.
I saw the trailer for it. I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, so the movie's 2 hours. It's an hour, 56 minutes of just what I described to you. So it's four people on a ship trying to figure out who should die.
I'll tell you something, Barry. I know what your problem is. I know why you jumped in that movie so hard.
Because
you miss Star Trek, yo.
No, I watch Star Trek every day.
No, you miss Star Trek, yo. You miss having some new Star Trek with some updated special effects. It taken seriously, you miss that shit, yo.
Hopefully Strange New Worlds will do that for me. Seems possible.
Yeah.
And also, Worf is supposed to be in the next season of Picard. Yeah. This movie will get a 3 from me.
Ouch.
It's not quite a 0. It looks nice. It looks okay. Just the logic part of it. And really all it is just if we were trapped on an island or we only had enough food, it's the same plot.
Right.
So it's not something that you haven't seen before. I mean, that's a double negative, but we understand. But nevertheless, this movie is not good. It's not well directed. Daniel Day Kim, the logic of his character is just broken. The same thing with Toni Collette, but I think she's probably the best person out of this. And Anna Kendrick always does. I'm like, okay. So that's basically Anna Kendrick's acting right there. I just did it. And that's a 3 Beast Game podcast.